Hello.
Hello there.
Say hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
Right. I'm Jake.
And I'm Henry.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hooray. Welcome to our first ever...
Fitting that the mic doesn't work over here.
That's probably... Hold on. Is there a
white microphone?
Let me see that. Starting off the show right with technical difficulties.
Oh, yes.
This is totally...
It's the only way to begin a show like this.
This is perfectly in character. There we go.
Things are working now.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm Jake. That's Henry. That's Carolyn over there.
Hello, world. How are we doing today?
This is our radio show where we just kind of mess around for a while.
Sometimes things go wrong.
Yeah. And sometimes there's music. Like right now.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody.
So.
I hope that you're having a good night tonight, everyone out there.
I am.
In Eastern Pennsylvania and beyond.
And beyond.
Listening on potentially the internet.
Probably.
www.jrh.org.
104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Coming at you live.
And when we say coming at you live, we mean that in the most literal sense, because even we don't know what's going to happen next.
We really don't. This is purely improvisational, but in the best way, because we know exactly what we're doing.
You say that.
I do.
But
that being said, I do enjoy the name of our show, and sometimes there's music.
Yep.
And I'm glad that we're taking this time to enjoy the outside of this concept, the talking part, not the music part. But do we have a next song, or should we discuss? Well, let's discuss the possibilities for next songs.
Well, I think that's the way to do this here. I think it's probably the best way to go.
So possibilities.
Can we do?
Would you like to suggest a song? And
I would
for debate from the floor. We do have a trio here after all.
That's
myself, Henry.
That's fair.
Jake and Carolyn. Would you like to say hi?
Hi, I'm here.
Hello.
Hooray. Okay. Perfecto. All right. So my idea is that it's based in the fact that I've had a radio show for quite a long time.
Yes.
And for the last, like, I've had a couple of different shows.
Seven semesters, am I right?
Yes. But for the last four semesters, I've been doing a show with my best bud, Mr. Owen. And
That is true.
He refused to allow me to do this.
Owen is an amazing person. Side note, he was my buddy for POSP freshman year. Shout out to Owen. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's... I told him to listen. I don't know if he is. But...
Here's hoping.
Yeah. So, here's hoping for Owen. Anyway...
For Owen, indeed. Cheers for Owen.
But, so, he never let me do this, so I want to take the opportunity that now... Since I'm now not doing a radio show with Owen, I would like to play a Strokes song from Room on Fire, because he refuses to acknowledge the existence of my favorite Strokes album, because he's a stubborn man who
is
very silly.
That he is. And I can imagine why he's stubborn about that.
And, I think it would be fun to take that opportunity, because as far as I know, none of you have any objection to this perfectly fine album.
Not at all, and this is amazing reasoning, so I will allow it. If not, I am absolutely for it. That's what I am. So, Carolyn.
Let's go for it.
Any objections?
There we go.
All right. Let's see what we're going to pick.
And so it begins.
Room on Fire. Okay.
Room on Fire.
All right, let's see which one I want to play. Ooh, okay. I think I got it. I'm gonna go with Under Control.
Under Control.
All right, here we go, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, no, it's good. I emptied the queue. You don't have to pause it. I got it.
Fair enough.
I'm a professional, sir.
Aren't we all?
Oh, yeah.
Did he respond?
Owen just responded, lol, of course, during a stroke song.
There we go.
Perfect. Welcome to the show, Owen. How are you doing?
Welcome.
So.
Yeah.
Henry suggested the first song we did, which, of course, was All Star by Smash Mouth.
Because yes.
It sort of had to be.
I mean, it must. It as is tradition.
As yes, as it is done. And then that one was my suggestion.
It
so,
don't be... or it be like it is because it do.
All right. But... So, Carolyn, what do you think? Do you want to suggest something?
Freebird.
I like your idea, but that's like 10 minutes long.
It is
cut
a long
it
song.
Off.
Where? I can't just do that to Freebird.
True.
That's not appropriate.
What about...
I like the direction you're thinking in, though.
What if we talked for a little bit longer and then came in with music?
Okay. Give Carolyn time to think.
Yes.
Okay.
What
if it don't be like it is?
Yeah. You never know. Sometimes it is and sometimes it's not.
My brother just sent me this this image that he found. My brother goes to Penn, and he just texted my family group chat this image. Apparently, he found it in the Penn memes chat, or the memes page for the school or something. But apparently, everybody on campus is very upset about it.
Ooh, describe this image to me.
Apparently somebody drew a line of symmetry.
Uh-huh.
And discovered that the official Penn logo is off-centered.
Oh, wait.
It's not properly centered. So
how could you miss it? That's like such a basic thing. And wait, what does the logo look like so that you can't just mirror image it over itself?
Oh, it easily could have. It's a chevron, or it's a shield with a chevron on it.
Huh.
So it's like
it's a pointy thing that has things inside of it, correct?
Well, yeah, it's a shield like that.
Yes, like, yeah.
I'm
like
showing
a
but
shield.
Everybody on the radio can't tell.
It is
but
a flat
okay.
topped with a pointed arch bottom,
Henry,
like a normal shield.
They know what a shield
picture
is.
Like a cartoonish shield,
they
if
know,
you will.
They know what a shield is.
From the medieval ages, they used them to protect themselves in times of war.
In ye olden times.
In ye olden times. Ye
hey.
Medieval times,
hey.
If you will. If ye will.
Hey, Henry. What yes. did Vikings use to protect their butts in battle?
This is an interesting query. About which I do not know the answer.
Asgards.
This is a funny joke as it references the Marvel comics and
it's just about
movie Vikings. Series, which is...
It's about Vikings, but alright.
Who were Nordic gods, mainly.
Alright. Carolyn, have you had time to think adequately?
Has there
Do
been
I
enough
wanna
thinking?
Know by Arctic Monkeys?
Oh, this is a good song.
All right, I'm okay. I'm in favor of that, but only if we get to watch the music video on Henry's computer while we play it.
100%.
Okay, wonderful.
Wait, if there are ads. Oh wait, I have an ad blocker. We can
we'll
do
be okay.
this.
If there is an ad, we'll just let it play.
Success awaits us in this venture.
We will annoy everybody on the radio the same amount that YouTube is annoying us. It'll be fine. So let me just log this first. Do I want to know?
By the Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic Monkeys.
Off of their album.
AM.
Coming at you live from WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Dude, we just did that. We don't have to do it again right now.
I know.
Henry, come over here so you can see the video. Actually, I can just do this. All right, guys.
Should we... Keep our microphones on so we can react to this video accordingly.
I don't think so.
I kind of want to.
I'm going to turn them off, though.
Fair enough. Here's the music.
Mm-hmm. got color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summer in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on repeat. Until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. Can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. Here I feel, cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for surrounding you. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? I have to see you go. Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.
You don't have autoplay on YouTube, right?
I don't believe I do.
Perfect.
As is the correct setting, and all of you listening should also accommodate. Do not autoplay on YouTube.
Okay.
Because it's annoying. Because you're just, like, watching YouTube, you know, and, like, you're just trying to distract yourself from all of your homework. Because YouTube is interesting and fun. And there are really cool videos. Shout out to, Primitive Technology. That is an amazing YouTube series.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great YouTube series.
So,
my microphone is slowly tipping.
Yeah, it happens. Oh, this one's just the bad stand. It's hard to tighten. Here.
We'll try it this way. All right, I think we're good.
All right, whatever.
Perfect.
It wouldn't be a show with me on the... with. Oops. It wouldn't be my radio show if there weren't tons of technical difficulties. So this is okay.
This is fine.
So
everything is fine.
So somebody else showed up here.
Yes, yes, they did.
Who is it?
Janice.
Why, hello, Janice.
Hello.
It's good to talk to you.
Even though you abandoned me.
I did, and I apologize for this.
It's too late. The damage has been done.
It has, and I, although I do regret it, I will try and make amends. Should we let the audience in on to what this particular quarrel is about?
Would you like to inform them?
I would.
I don't know, because you guys were talking while I was watching the music video.
Yeah, we're speaking in code.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was distracted.
Like the snakes. Yeah. Anyway, mm-hmm. Sorry. anyways, so what we happen to be referring to is I had a radio show 2 semesters ago because I went abroad last semester and I was not able to have it. But 2 semesters ago, I had a radio show and she was right before me.
No,
right
I
after,
was right after.
Right after, you. Right after, yeah. Which meant if okay. I got out early, and she came on sometimes, if I got out early, then she would we would talk and it was fun. But now this semester, I am unfortunately not next to her time.
AKA he abandoned me, everyone.
I did.
He abandoned me.
I did, and I must apologize, so I'm deeply sorry.
I'll think about it. I'll Fair think enough. About whether or not I accept your apology.
Anyway. That's all we can do. She's another individual who can make her own choices. Shall we begin the music portion?
Okay, well, so, Janice.
Mm-hmm.
You had an idea and a suggestion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to come up with an appropriate song to play?
I mean, can you find the clean versions? Are these the clean versions?
It's not. It's the regular album. If I had had time to prepare, which I...
Are they not available on Spotify?
It's a cop-out, because I did have time to prepare, but I just didn't. But I'm sure I could find a clean version on YouTube, but sometimes things are called clean versions and actually aren't, so I don't really want to...
Wait, does Spotify not, like, have clean versions available?
A lot of times it does, but on this, there's only one version of the album here. So...
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is weird.
Hmm.
I think there's only one, anyway. That's the one that popped up in the search results, so...
If there is only one,
let's explore our options.
I would say it's most on Spotify. Yeah, it's most likely the explicit one.
Oh well, yeah, it's definitely that one. Yeah.
Is it flagged as explicit?
It's not, but they're not. They don't get everything with that tag. A lot of things.
Well, it's not even that. Like this whole artist might just be known as explicit and not even have. Like I've seen a lot on artists who do a lot of explicit things on Spotify. None of their songs are marked explicit, even though that. They most definitely are.
And then there's also sometimes where, like, the opposite is true.
Also that,
like,
as well.
For instance,
it's just like everything is marked explicit.
For instance, Life of Pablo, every single track is marked explicit, but there are definitely some on there that are not.
True.
Yeah.
True, true, true.
That is true.
These are,
I wanna
these are
say,
true fracks from Big Harbor.
All right. I want to say, actually, that St. Pablo is completely clean. And even that one's marked as explicit.
That's interesting.
I don't remember this.
They want people to get in trouble.
Maybe. I love that song.
That's how they're making their money. Copyright infringements.
I have an issue with Life of Pablo.
So many systems are rigged right now, folks. It's insane.
Uh-oh.
Capitalism.
Honestly, though.
So, my issue with Life of Pablo is that the order that the songs are in makes no sense, and there are, like, at least a few that are unnecessary.
Isn't he about to, like, become... Yandi right now or something?
I don't know.
I think
Kanye's gone off the deep end, I think.
I don't know what's going on with Kanye. He lost me a few years ago.
He did something with Yandi.
I love Life of Pablo, but I have to listen to it in a different order.
Yeah.
Like, I made a playlist. I chopped off, like, 4 songs and reordered it.
That makes sense.
And that's the only version of Life of Pablo that I listen to. But
yeah,
I prefer
cohesive albums as well.
Yeah, but everything before that was good. And then afterwards, sort of...
Yeah, he's going through it right now.
Yeah. Ever since the whole, you know, scoop de poop whoop de poop scoop poop de whoop scoop thing
that
happened.
Poop de scoop.
That
is. Scoop de poop. Poop de scoop.
Exactly.
De whoop.
Yeah, that was he definitely like received Troll of the Year for that.
Yeah.
Scoop.
Hold on, I'm gonna find out the exact
Well, that song's clean. He literally just says scoop poop for like
yep
4 minutes.
Oh, I know. Everyone, I don't even remember what the song is called, honestly.
Everyone was so, because I think it was probably like an untitled track or something, and people were so excited, like, oh my god, new Kanye music. And then like they opened it, it's just like scoop the poop.
All right, so it ends with
the whoop the snoop.
You ready? I'm going about to read I'm about to read the lyrics to this song, okay? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a reading of Kanye West, an excerpt from Lift Yourself. Poopy dee scoop. Scoop diddy whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee scoop dee whoop. Whoopity scoop whoop poop. Poop diddy whoop scoop. Poop poop. Scoop diddy whoop. Whoop diddy scoop. Whoop diddy scoop. Poop. Poop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was deep. I felt that.
Give me one.
What?
No, I want to read it.
You have your phone right there.
I didn't have time to look it up, and you have it up.
Old McDonald is shook.
how do we...
All right, Henry, it's your turn. Owen wants you to do it as a dramatic reading. So use your best radio voice and provide as much energy to this as you possibly can.
What's the song called?
Lift Yourself by Kanye West. Fine, here it is. I got it.
This is where you tell people to scoop the poop.
Here, right there.
But perfect. In a dramatic way.
Poopity scoop. Scoop. Diddy dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoopity. Scoopity whoop. Whoopity scoop. Whoop poop. Poop diddy whoop scoop. Poop, poop, scoop diddy whoop. Whoop diddy scoop. Whoop diddy scoop. Poop. Finn.
When he said scoop the poop, I felt that.
Anyway, here's music.
To see the hang-ups we have today.
Interesting.
That was interesting. Okay, so I think we found one that we can do, right? So, why do you want to do this? Go ahead.
Are we going to do butter or bugging out?
I guess they're both good, so you pick one. You said butter, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think that's what I said. It's like my favorite song on that album.
Perfect. So you said there was like an anniversary or something?
Yes. The Low End Theory anniversary.
Okay. So to celebrate, here's a Tribe Called Quest with Butter.
But the girls were mad fly, lounging with the tipster, cooling with shot, scoping out the honeys. They know who they are. I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting. But never was I sweating, cause when it came to honeys, I would go in a stroke until I met my match. Her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go, cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice me for my banks. Swinging with my main man, Lucky, behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me that. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them, leave them, skeeze them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal. And I'm all too man, like Alexander O'Neal. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time, trying to be a super hoe. She finally played me, but yo, I'd find another. Cause I've got the crazy game and yo, I'm smooth. Ayo, like butter.
It's like butter. It's like butter, baby. 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 It's like butter. Like the butter, baby. Not no parquet, not no margarine. Strictly butter. Strictly butter, baby.
I remember when girls were goody two-shoes, but now they turn to freaks all of a sudden.
We love you,
he's off hold. My name's Malik. Fight this, fight that. Where you going, where you at? These girls don't know me from Jack, yet I feel like the Mac. You didn't want me then, so yo, hun, don't want me now. Here, here, take the towel. Wipe off your brow and take the contact out your eye. You're far from looking fly. You're getting E for effort and T for nice try. And tell me what's the reason for dying your hair. Slum village gold still dangling in your ear. You barely have a neck but still sporting a rope. Four finger ring just so Pfeiffer can scope. You looked in the mirror, didn't know what to do. Yesterday your eyes were brown, but today they are blue. Your whole appearance is a lie and it can never be true. And if you really like yourself, then you would try and be you. If your hair and eyes are real, I wouldn't have dissed you. But since it was boy, I had to dismiss you. But if you can't achieve it, then why not try and weave it? If you can't extend it, then you might as well suspend it. If you can't braid it, best thing to do is fade it. I asked you, did you hear? You tell me, Diane, made it few with you and just you. Talk to you, maybe, but I can't stand no bionic lady trying hard to look fly. But yo, you're looking dumber. If I wanted someone like her, would've swum with Jamie Summers. You wanna be treated right? See Father MC. Or check Ralph Tresvant for sensitivity. Cause I am not the one. I got more game than Parker Brothers. Fight dog is on the mic and I'm smooth like butter.
All right. Smooth like butter.
That song is amazing.
That was fun.
It was an amazing song. Indeed.
And it has a sample of Gentle Smiles by Gary Bartz.
Oh. Hmm. Interesting.
Yes, it's great.
That was a great song overall.
I love when hip-hop samples jazz. Like, yes. So much.
It makes it that much more organic, you know?
I agree.
That's honestly is my favorite part of To Pimp a Butterfly is all the jazz samples.
Yeah.
If that album was an instrumental, I would still listen to it all the time.
Yeah.
Nothing against Kendrick, obviously. Because, you know, it's Kendrick. He's amazing.
Really what brings it together, you know?
But yeah, like, I would still listen to the regular album with the vocals.
Yeah.
But every so often, you know? I would throw that instrumental version on.
True.
So Kendrick Lamar, if you're listening, give me what I want, please.
I'm sure he's listening right now.
I am absolutely positive he's listening.
Oh yeah, I'd be better be.
Oh, he totally is.
All right. So.
What is the local hour, Jake?
The local hour, it's 10:48.
10:48.
In the evening.
And what time does our show end, Jake?
Well, theoretically at 11.
Theoretically,
but
11,
we did get us. Indeed. We did get started late.
And we did.
So like
late indeed.
If nobody shows up, I feel like we could stick around for another 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe get two more songs in.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah,
but we got some time in the meantime.
Everything
anyway.
Evens out in the end.
Yeah. So
with that being said, what song are we having up next, Jake?
Well, you picked this one.
It's
you said, hey, let's do this, and I'm just like, oh wow,
it's
like
a good song.
I love that song.
I'm a fan of this song.
So you picked Dean Town by Wolfpack.
That we did.
And this is actually my favorite Wolfpack song, and it also happens to be the first one that I heard. Wolfpack is one of like two bands that I discovered because of Facebook.
Oh, maybe like interesting.
Maybe like three bands, but they're definitely the most successful one.
Their music video of this song is also incredible, and I highly recommend anybody to go.
Yeah, but they had a video of this on Facebook. They want to. I don't know if there's a separate official music video, but they had a video on Facebook.
Yeah.
Is it? It's that one, like the square one.
It's the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With
them and just them in the practice space.
That is the one that I saw.
Yeah.
I saw
that video and I loved it.
It is an incredible video, and it definitely. It's also them live, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like them playing it live, or it's probably like they're just jamming out, but like they play the pre-recorded one over. Anyways, yeah. This is an amazing song. It's called Dean Town.
Here it is. Thank you. All right.
And welcome back.
Oh, you just got Febrezed.
I think it's Glade.
Product placement.
It is Glade. I knocked it over.
We're not supporting the product at this point because it did just spray you in the face.
Drew, 'tis a bad product.
All in the face. That, yeah. Like,
and I
can't
even
shook.
Smell it. That means it's a failure.
Yeah, he who smelt it dealt it, right?
That's true. So if I'm not smelling anything, I didn't deal anything, nor did this thing...
Well, that doesn't have a nose, so I think that's off the hook.
Very true. Very true. But this thing is like... It's a very strange shape, too.
Yeah. We're referring, of course, to the automatic air freshener that somebody put in the studio.
It's like an egg, but not...
Which I think is honestly somewhat silly. I feel like, knowing the character of this radio station, if we're going to freshen the air in any way, we should be burning incense.
It should be like kind of like an Alexa kind of thing.
Yeah,
and have
but, you know, that's a fire hazard.
Well,
that would be a fire hazard.
Technically, it's a fire hazard. It's really not, but maybe like an oil diffuser or something.
Yeah, an essential oil diffuser would make sense.
Essential,
I love those.
Yes, true.
I have
very true.
Oil diffuser in my room.
Me too.
Don't tell P-Safe. I have amazing. Incense.
Well, hopefully they're not listening.
I don't think they are.
I seriously don't.
Uh-huh. You say that now until you find out they're
nobody
in their station.
Nobody
this is being
to
recorded,
this.
Though, and broadcast all over the internet, which means everything is listening to this.
We're like 50 minutes
it is
into
there
the show.
Forever.
We've probably scared off anybody by now.
True. That is very true.
Well, we've scared off anybody now, but what about in the future when they want to come back and look at this?
Who knows?
See? Nothing? Nothing? Here's a lesson on internet privacy, everybody. Brought to you by your local station. See
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania.
That we are. And I'm Henry.
I'm Jake.
And this is And Sometimes There's Music, because we sometimes play music, and other times we talk.
And of course, we are here today with...
Janice!
And...
Carolyn!
Hooray!
There we go.
We can hear you. Yeah, it's actually weird how well we can hear you, considering you're nowhere near any microphones.
The lesson on internet privacy. The lesson on internet privacy.
You really want to educate us about internet privacy,
I really do, because it's very important to know that you don't know when you're going to have something to hide. You really don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. It's you cannot predict when you're going to need something to be kept secret, nor are you really sure right now what exactly on your phone or
what
am writing anywhere else.
I was texting
on. No, I wasn't. Oh. I was speaking in general to the public.
Oh, okay.
You don't know the information you put on your phone, the information you've written down. Like, this is permanent until the paper is shredded or gets burned or online, like, the internet gets wiped out. Like, honestly, at this point, we are witnessing kind of a ubiquitous digital recording of our presence online. This is something that cannot be unavoided. This is something that cannot be avoided.
It cannot be unavoided?
I
can avoid
it. It is unavoidable.
I can avoid this by simply throwing my phone into a river
and going on with
my life.
That is true, but everything that it has ever been put online by your phone that is now in a river is still online and will remain there in databases in this hypothetical mythological cloud until further notice. But
Henry, what's your major again?
Who knows?
I am, well, technically it's mechanical engineering because I haven't actually changed it yet, because I'm planning on changing to an engineering studies and art double with a minor in either government law or mechanical engineering.